This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati at 10:30 this morning. The two-day summit includes an inaugural session, 7 ministerial sessions and 14 thematic sessions with a focus on industrial evolution, global trade partnerships and the vibrant MSME sector of Assam, featuring over 240 exhibitors. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, External Affairs Minister S.J. Shankar, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal, Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, and Chief Ministers of neighbouring states, 61 diplomats, business delegations from several countries, industry experts will attend the session. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will also attend the afternoon session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Summit today. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 5-day visit to 3 states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on the 1st of March. She will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Bihar today. Tomorrow, the president will attend a mass wedding ceremony organized by Bageshwar Jan Seva Samiti at Gadav, Chhatarpur, Madhya Pradesh. She will also pay tributes at the Statue of Unity and witness the Narmada Aarti at Kevadia, Gujarat tomorrow. On Thursday, the president will visit the Ekta Skill Development Centre at Kevadia and grace the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design at Ahmedabad. On Friday, she will grace the 3rd convocation of the National Forensic Sciences University in Gandhinagar. On the same day, the president will visit the Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial at Bhuj. On Saturday, the president will visit Dholavira, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jayashankar said that India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. He emphasized that India is firm and uncompromising in combating terrorism. He said India will always advocate zero tolerance for terrorism and call out any effort to normalize it. Dr. Jayashankar added that multilateralism is more essential than ever, but not in its current form. He said there is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities. The historic Mahakumbh in Prayagraj will officially conclude tomorrow on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The administration has made elaborate arrangements to make this occasion both divine and spectacular. Various steps are being taken for the security and convenience of the devotees. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Kumar Mandar said that priority is being given to safety and convenience of the devotees. Cleanliness is being regularly monitored in the bathing ghats and temple premises. Furthermore, police, home guards, NDRF and administrative teams will be on alert so that crowd management can be done smoothly. Days after imposing several restrictions on New India Cooperative Bank, Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has allowed withdrawal of up to 25,000 rupees per depositor with effect from Thursday. In a press release, RBI said that with this relaxation, more than 50% of the total depositors will be able to withdraw their entire balances and the remaining depositors can draw up to 25,000 rupees from their deposit accounts. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in their Group A match in Rawalpindi last night. As a result of this win, both Pakistan and Bangladesh have been knocked out of this tournament, while India and New Zealand have sealed their berth in the semi-finals. India and New Zealand have 4 points each from 2 wins so far in Group A. Top 2 teams from each group qualify for the semi-finals. A 12-member Indian squad for International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup Shotgun has been announced. And that is the end of this news bulletin.